Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Glad to have you with us. A lot of cool stuff we're going to be talking about today. Little South Dakota walleye conversation. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about a lawsuit that was filed regarding drones in the outdoors. Interesting enough. Hang tight. More Valley Outdoors coming right up.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world. Whoa.
Morning, everybody.
Morning.
Ava?
All of a sudden, I can hear now.
What?
Remember how I said I couldn't hear?
Now you can.
Now I can.
It's probably because
I'm
here.
It's a miracle.
It's when I turned your mic on.
Here we go.
Why is that?
Well, it's because you don't want to hear him.
Hey, wait a minute.
Okay.
What is going on?
Where are we going?
If you guys only knew the off-air conversations we have, you would not believe it.
Well, you mentioned something about a pretty cool...
I did.
A dumb story, actually.
I'm not going to go to the dumb story. You said you had a trail cam story. Don's story last week kept going on about how when he leaves his stand, the deer show up. My take is, and I thought about this long and hard, made notes, took notes on this, and I did research.
You did not.
And the common denominator, Ava, is Don.
Yep. Yeah.
I can prove that.
What I see is, I think there's something he's forgetting.
Nose jammer.
Don?
What?
The cologne has got to go.
I don't put cologne on when I go out. There's more to that story. This week, season
two starts.
Oh, then
my theory shot completely.
Yeah. First night, this last spot I was in, I see on my trail cam, guy walking out with his gun over his shoulder at the end of the day. And then I see the next picture on a trail cam is a pickup with the lights on. Of course, they're picking up a deer. Next night, the other stand I was hunting in, same scenario. There's a hunter walking across a field, and the next picture is a pickup showing up to pick up the deer. So,
remember my notes that I told you about? I did not know that story.
Mm-hmm.
Am I... Okay.
You're saying the guy changed cologne.
I'm drilling down, Don. Now I've got to reformulate my plan since the cologne wasn't part of it.
Okay.
There's something going on there.
Yeah.
Well, what I saw on trail cam this morning, a buck walking by with an arrow stuck in his shoulder.
Did you notice that it was fake? It kind of wraps around it so the hunters make it feel bad for it, and then they don't shoot it because they think it's got an arrow in it.
I've never heard of that, no.
It's like, you know, the arrow through the head thing. Yeah. You just make a bigger one for deer. You just put it so it comes out both sides.
Oh, my gosh. No, but seriously, he had one sticking out of his shoulder, and it's like, oh, well.
So you're saying there's a bad shot out there.
Yeah.
Well,
he'll be fine. He'll break that arrow off, and it'll heal up.
Yeah. He'll just always have an arrow in his shoulder. Oh, well.
No, that'll break off. Well, the head of it.
Yeah, but he'll eventually break that off. But we were like, oh. Poor guy.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
That's a viral worthy. You should post that on the internet.
Yeah, I could.
Yeah.
Be on the lookout.
Sure.
How about our Facebook page?
Yeah. See?
Okay.
There we go.
I'll ask for it. I'll ask for the digital copy.
You can do that when we're done. Kay.
So, you guys, as I was recovering from my food coma because leftovers are a good thing.
Yeah.
I hate Thanksgiving leftovers. I love them so much, I hate them.
Yeah, well, they end up catching up with you.
I know. What's your weakness? Thanksgiving weakness?
For food?
Food.
Oh, I mean, to me, it's a turkey with gravy and mashed potatoes.
Ava?
Sweet potatoes.
I like green bean casserole and stuffing.
If I could have one thing with turkey and just skip the rest, it would be moist stuffing. There's nothing I would...
You really like that, huh?
Oh. I sometimes
even pass on it.
There's nothing I like better than stuffing.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's just...
You only make it once a year?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, you can make it other times of the year if it's that...
If
it leaves that kind of impression
on you.
That
could be a problem. That could be a major problem if I did that. I have done it, but that's like I feel guilty when I get done.
You know, Thanksgiving in June or something?
Yeah. Hey, Thanksgiving's too much fun not to celebrate more than once a year. Okay, so I was looking through websites and perusing stories for almost 3 hours yesterday when I just doing nothing. And I've come across stupid people stories, you know, the stupid
human
tricks.
Man, what you can't fix?
Well, you know, the things that make you go home, we used to have that as part of the segment of the show.
Right.
This ranks...
Right up there, huh?
I would say probably as high of stupid as you can possibly get. This is out of... And I'm sorry to my Wisconsin friends. This is out of Adams County, Big Flats Township. This is just recently, the 19th of November.
Okay, let's get to it.
Morning hours. A 62-year-old man shot once at a dog, which he believed was an antlerless deer, on private property. A 47-year-old woman who was walking that dog was shot in her abdomen, transported by a med flight for her injuries, and survived. Okay. Does that not rank up there as probably
What were you doing?
You realize that she was probably walking her dog on a wide-open trail on a leash. Odds are. Maybe it wasn't on a leash. But you had to be on a leash because
she
of proximity.
She was close enough to it.
He was close enough
He's
to get shot by
really
the same
bad shot
guy.
Yeah. He's either a really bad shot or so needs his cataracts taken care
of. At this point, what you do is you put invisible fence around him so no one can walk into where he's at. Deer, otherwise, everybody stay out because nothing is safe going anywhere near that guy.
Where did this happen at?
Wisconsin.
Adams County. Oh.
Why do we always get these stories out of Wisconsin this time of year?
I don't really need to answer that, do I?
There's so many people hunting over there.
Well, there's a lot of people hunting everywhere, but I have never heard anything as dumb. Have you?
Well, I mean, obviously, I don't know of a species of dog, a canine that looks anything like a deer, unless it's a big Saint or a. What am I trying to think of? The big dog.
Great Dane?
Great Dane, you know, in that same color. Even then.
Don, it just doesn't...
No, I know.
That's the people that takes... Okay.
He needs to not hunt anymore.
We talked about this before. We have all taken hunter safety, right? The number one thing is, if you're going to shoot, make sure of what you're shooting at, period.
Yeah, know your target.
Right? Know your target. Yeah. Don't point the gun at something unless you plan to shoot. The first thing is make sure of what you're doing. How many stories have you heard where people take sound shots? You got to be within 30 yards, and that's just stupid.
Any shot by sound. You don't do that. Ever.
Archery. How do you shoot by sound? Hey, tell you what, we're going to be right back after this.